For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Distancing from Memories Meditation. So in this meditation, we're going to be looking at some of our chatter. So getting into your meditative posture, sitting upright so you're alert and yet relaxed. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And in this meditation, we're going to pretend like we're walking down a hallway of a hotel. And it's the Memory Hotel. And as we walk down the hallway, we open a door and see a memory. So we're walking down and we open the first door and we see any memory that comes up, whatever comes up first. And if it's a good memory, we just savor it. But if it's something negative, let's engage in mental time travel and go back and tell our 5-year-old self, or however old we are, self, what we see right now about the importance of that memory. About how much it matters. About whether or not it makes us a bad person. And as soon as we've told ourselves, we walk out of the room, close the door, and keep walking down the hallway until we come to the next door. And we open that door. And we look in and we see another memory. And we don't want to let that memory play over and over in our mind, but we want to practice the ways to control our chatter. Maybe in this one we use distant self-talk and we use our name and refer to ourselves in second person as we look at this memory. We distance ourselves a little bit from it so we have a better perspective by using our name or talking to ourselves as if it's in the second person. And as soon as we've described to ourselves what was happening in the second person, see if we feel a little less contraction in the body. Let go of the story and just focus in on how your body feels. And walking out of the room and closing that door, anytime it's upsetting, we'll want to take 3 long, slow, deep breaths after we close the door to calm our body again. And opening another door, there's another memory. This one maybe is a time that you kind of messed up on something, whether it's at work, at school, at home. Something you didn't do as well as you thought you should. And once that memory's in mind, broaden your perspective. Consider how this experience compares to all the other negative experiences you've had in your life. And then think about how it fits in the broader scheme of your life. Did it really make you a bad person? Did it keep you from doing what you want to do in life? Did it really negatively impact your whole life like you thought it was going to at the time? And walking out of that room, closing the door. Again, taking 3 long, slow, deep breaths. And walking down the hallway to the next door. And when you open this door, you see another memory. A memory from April of 2020. A memory about how hard COVID was, how awful it was going to be, how you couldn't deal with it. How you're the only one getting impacted by COVID. And then take a moment to normalize the experience. Everyone was impacted by COVID in one way or another. Maybe not in the exact way you were, but everybody suffered. There's no benefit in finger pointing on how the virus started. Everybody was impacted and everybody was suffering. Some more than others. And let yourself feel a little compassion to all those out in the world who were suffering because they couldn't go see loved ones. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they had kids who couldn't go to school and they had to work and take care of the kids at the same time. Just feel the compassion in your body for everyone who went through that suffering. And now turn that compassion to yourself. You may choose to use your name, and maybe not. But give yourself compassion, saying, wow, that was really hard. That was really upsetting. I'm suffering. I'm scared. I really don't like this. And you may even choose to put your hand on your heart. And just notice the changes in your body sensations from the beginning where you start thinking about how upset you were about COVID to the end where you're giving yourself a little bit of compassion. Notice if you feel any more open. Notice if you're still clenching your jaw, furrowing your forehead, squeezing your hands, or having butterflies or tightness in your stomach. And see how the thoughts that you choose to put in your head influence how your body feels. We all have negative memories. Some we've pushed away. Others we've let just go through us. And the ones we pushed away become our chatter. Underneath our radar, chattering away, hogging all our neural capacity, tightening our muscles, contracting our view. And all we have to do is step back and distance ourselves from that chatter. Look at it from a different perspective, whether it's the perspective of a friend, another point in time, or talking to ourselves in second person. And that's going to allow us a little bit of distance, loosening its grip on us. Then we can look at reframing as a challenge rather than a threat. Or we can offer compassion to all those suffering the same way, which makes it easier to offer compassion to ourselves. The only way to get rid of our chatter is to process it. So we want to practice with the easy stuff first, so we build our skills. And now, thinking of a happy thought, a happy memory. Something that brings a smile to your face. And just savor that memory. And if some other chatter comes up in your mind, go back to savoring that happy memory. You deserve to take the time to think about it and let it make you feel good. And scan through your body and see what impact the happy memories had on sensations in your body. Your forehead, your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach, your hands, your whole body. Notice if it feels a little bit more open and relaxed. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes and reorient yourself.